Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hope you guys are doing well.
We are. Of course, Titans getting ready to play Houston for the first of the two meetings in the final 3 weeks here. News this morning that Ryan Tannehill was the AFC's Offensive Player of the Week. Jim, what's been most impressive about how he never seems to get rattled, regardless of what happens, he's able to erase it and go on to what's next?
Yeah, and he's been so consistent. I mean, you look at his numbers. He leads the league in passer rating, and he's been over 100 in passer rating, and six of the seven starts, I think, over 130 in four of those. And he has to play on Sunday early where he throws the interception, and then he makes the tackle, and then it didn't really seem to faze him. He kept coming back. Keeps distributing the ball to a bunch of guys, 10 different players caught passes, and he made some really good throws. I mean, he throws in the tight windows. He makes a throw across the field to Jonnu Smith. You know, he makes a throw downfield to A.J. Brown. I mean, he's really been on an incredible roll, and Titans are going to need him to stay hot because of certainly teams facing, three opponents coming up, two of them the same, obviously, in the Texans, two out of the next three, but teams that can score, and the Titans have to be prepared to score as well.
Any sort of feel for how some of the injury situations might work out this week?
I think I'll get a better feel here in a couple of hours when the practice week starts. I mean, Kenny Vaccaro, I think, will be a question mark throughout the week just because that's the way the concussion protocol goes. And we'll see if he's cleared late. As far as Adoree Jackson, LaShawn Sims, the fact that they weren't in walking boots last week, the fact that they didn't go on IR when Tremaine Brock was claimed, tells me that there's hope they're going to get them back at some point. But until I start to see him in that return to play system that Mike Vrabel talks about, it really can't get a feel. And as far as Derrick Henry goes, I think I'm not going to be surprised at all if he's not practicing today. So I think they'll try to manage him kind of bring him along. Darren Bates, another guy who's dealing with the shoulder that I think is more week to week. But I expect him to return at some point.
Our guest is Jim Wyatt. He is the senior editor for Titans Online.
Yeah, Jim, that's what I was going to ask you about. Not just Derrick Henry, but will there be, I guess, what's the rules on when you can bring someone up from the practice squad? Because if Derrick Henry goes down, then that would only left Deion Lewis based off of who dressed last week. Is there any concern that they may probably then dress another running back, or will Blassen Game, who has that in his background, not really tailback in the National Football League, be then the other option?
Yeah, I think Blassen Game is the option because, as you mentioned, Blaine, I mean, he did it at Vanderbilt, and and Derek's been dealing with this for a while, and and when he missed practices during a stretch, I wondered that myself. Hey, is there a potential for them to bring somebody else in here? And I fully expect the big Blassen Game, on Sundays in a pinch if they need him to. But I think they expect that if they manage Henry right, and watch his reps and just get him ready for Sunday that he'll be able to go. But if there's an in-game setback, it's Lewis and Blassen Game. I feel like they can get through.
Now, Jim, you've covered the Titans from different points of view in your different jobs. But do you think A.J. Brown is probably the best, if not the best, rookie wide receiver that the Titans have ever had?
I think so. I mean, I look back at, of course, Dyson had a lot of memorable moments, certainly, during his start. But, Kendall Wright,
That's right.
Tyrone Calico, some of those guys, Corey Davis, all kind of flashed. And really throughout their careers, they were like that. But as far as making an immediate impact, I think
Kenny Britt
is definitely down there. Yeah, and Kenny Britt as well. I don't want to forget him, but Brown has been kind of remarkable in that, a lot of these guys have, inconsistent and not always, they don't always seem to be in the right place as rookies. And Brown, because I think he works hard, and I think because he studies, and I think just because of his physical attributes, he's been consistent. And, you know, really what he's doing is has just provided a huge boost to the entire offense. So I would have to say he is the best rookie receiver I've seen since I've covered the team.
Jimmy, what about going up against the Texans, who didn't generate much of a pass rush against Denver? I think they had 7 pressures and 1 sack. But also, too, the aspect of play action. Ryan Tannehill is the best in the league at it. You know, his completion percentage is like 80%, and he's averaging like 14.3 yards per attempt on play action. And add to the fact that Drew Lock, was 6 of 7 for 130 against the Texans, doing play action.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why, you know, Henry's success and Tannehill's success, they kind of work hand in hand. I mean, if Henry's rolling and having the success he's had, it's going to open that up even more. And I think that's something that will continue to be a big weapon for the Titans moving forward. I mean, you can get, you know, develop a lot of plays off of play action, including some, you know, some big hitters. And I think they'll continue to try to do that. Man, that's why you got to keep Henry rolling. And I fully expect that to continue to be the plan moving forward.
Tell me why they shouldn't be worried about Ryan Succop, especially if it gets into, a game deciding field goal situation.
Well, I mean, 1 of 5, I mean, those numbers kind of speak for themselves. I mean, you have to have some level of concern. I think if you're looking for a reason not to be worried, and again, it's extra points, but he was 6 of 6 on extra points, and these are just not chip shots anymore. I mean, these are 33-yard field goals that you're making as extra points, and he's been good there, and he's been perfect there. So it shows you that it's not like he has been all over the place with some of his kicks. Obviously, they want him to settle in and make, you know, his field goals. But, you know, from what I've seen from him in practices, I think he's gotten better. I mean, when he first came back, it was very clear that he still was working through some things. And I think in time, he's gotten better. So, I mean, I think if you're looking for a reason not to be concerned, I mean, look, he's hit the ball, you know, pretty well, I think, on those extra points. And now he just needs to be more consistent on field goal attempts.
Jim, before I let you go, is there a chance one of these last two games will be flexed, either one against the Saints or the final one in Houston?
Well, I know the Saints game, I'd heard even last week, and then I think Catherine Terrell maybe had something on Twitter yesterday about how the NFL is going to take advantage of the window where you can maybe do it a week out instead of 2 weeks out. But it all hinges on what happens Sunday. But if the Titans win on Sunday against the Texans, I think the Saints game becomes a very attractive game for a flex, and I think that's a possibility. And then you're in another potential situation where it's a win and you're in, win and win the division in week 17, and that's going to be hard for the league to pass up. So I think both of them are possibilities, but none of it's a possibility if you don't win on Sunday. I mean, that's the most important thing. Titans got to find a way to win this game on Sunday, because the path to the playoffs and the path to the postseason is a lot tougher if you don't win this game at Nissan Stadium.
Jim, thanks so much. We always appreciate the time with you.
Have a great one. Thank you.
Okay, you too. From Titans Online, senior editor Jim Wyatt, knows the Titans inside and out, has for years, joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. 8:57 is the time. When we come back, honors for number 17 and a juicy night at Bridgestone. More Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors, up next. Former